Well, I mean, I think academics have to make a judgment for themselves. Do they want to go forward with what their research uncovers? If they feel their research is valid and they feel that it's supportive of a valid cause, then I think every academic has to make a choice for him or herself whether they feel they want to be supportive. And, you know, there is a argument for academic research just not being academic in the social arena. And the interesting thing here is you have to be creative in order to get the data, especially when an organization, and here you have a large organization with a large bureaucracy, is totally non-transparent. The police department has not provided data, not responded, and then we spell this out in the book, freedom of information requests. So the academic, if he or she wants to pursue that, then they have to be creative and say, how else can I get at this topic if the institution itself is not providing the giving me access? I had access in my first book, in this one we didn't, but what we did, fortunately, John was a retired member and had access to the retirees list. And so we did the first through a mail list and second through a computer program. But you have to be willing. It's time-consuming. But if you believe in something, then you have to make a decision. Do you go forward or do you just throw in the towel? And if you believe in something, then there's an individual decision, I feel. Because you, in the process, you're going to encounter great obstacles, and there's no question it's going to be stressful. Doug Muzio asked me in an interview, he said, who should play you in the movie? He was being, you know, kidding. I said someone who's very nervous. But, you know, that's the nature of the game. I know this from other academics I know who have testified in cases that, you know, by nature it's very stressful. And even before you testify, in the pretrial examination, they try to knock you out. And they try to dismiss what you said. And then they provide... The second day I was there, I was presented with a chart of retirees and how they were. I had never seen this, but the city lawyer presented it to me. And the plaintiff's lawyer and the city lawyer were going back and forth whether that should be entered into the record. I had never seen this chart. And I said to the judge, I said, may I object, Your Honor? And she said, yes, depending on what you have to say. I said, well, this chart is bogus. It doesn't represent what it pretends to. And then she queried the person and the city attorney, and she didn't allow it. But, you know, yeah. There's a certain amount of risk. I guess that's what I'm saying. And one has to make the judgment, you know, is a risk worth taking? You know, in this case, the fact that my testimony and our research was one piece in the overall decision was gratifying and in a way a confirmation of our research.